2 Samuel chapter 2. After this, David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Should I go up into any of the towns of Judah?" The Lord said to him, "Go up." David asked, "Where should I go?" He answered, "To Hebron." So David moved there with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. David also brought up his men who were with him, each man along with his family, and they settled in the towns of Hebron. The men of Judah came and anointed David king over the house of Judah there. They told David, "The people of Jabesh-Gilead were the ones who buried Saul." David sent messengers to the people of Jabesh-Gilead and told them, "May the Lord bless you because you have showed this kindness to your lord Saul by burying him. May the Lord show kindness and faithfulness to you, and I also will reward you because you have done this. Now therefore, let your hands be strong and valiant, for Saul your lord is dead, and also the house of Judah has anointed me king over them." Now Abner the son of Ner, the captain of Saul's army, had taken Ishbosheth the son of Saul and brought him over to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, the Asherites, Jezreel, Ephraim, Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years, but the house of Judah followed David. Now David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah for 7 years and 6 months. Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ishbosheth the son of Saul left Mahanaim for Gibeon. Joab the son of Zeruiah and the servants of David went out and met them by the pool of Gibeon. They sat down, one group on the one side of the pool, and the other group positioned themselves on the other side of the pool. Then Abner said to Joab, "Let the young men get up and grapple before us." Joab said, "Let them get up." So they got up and crossed over, counting off 12 for Benjamin and for Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and 12 from the servants of David. Then they grappled, each one with his opponent, grabbing them by the head and stabbing his sword in his opponent's side. So they fell down dead together. That is why that place was called Helkat Hazarim, Field of Swords, at Gibeon. The battle was fierce that day. Abner and the men of Israel were beaten by David's soldiers. The three sons of Zeruiah were there, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. Asahel was as swift-footed as a gazelle. Asahel chased Abner down, not turning to the right hand or to the left as he pursued him. Abner looked behind him and asked, "Is that you, Asahel?" He answered, "Yes, it is I." Then Abner told him, "Turn aside to your right or left and grab hold of one of the young soldiers and take his weapons." But Asahel would not turn aside from pursuing him. Abner told Asahel again, "Stop chasing me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How then would I ever show my face to your brother Joab?" But Asahel refused to stop his pursuit. So Abner took the butt end of his spear and struck him in the stomach, and the spear came out his back. He fell down there and died in that very spot. Everyone who came to the place where Asahel had fallen and died stood still in respect. But Joab and Abishai pursued after Abner. The sun went down when they came to the hill of Ammah near Gia, on the road to the wilderness of Gibeon. The children of Benjamin rallied behind Abner, regrouped into a single company, and stood on the top of a hill. Then Abner called Joab and asked, "Must the sword devour forever? Do you not realize that it will end in bitterness? How long will it be until you order your people to stop chasing their brothers?" Then Joab said, "As God lives, if you had not spoken, surely the people would have pursued their brothers until morning." So Joab blew the trumpet, and all the people stopped their pursuit of Israel. They did not fight any longer. Abner and his men went all night through the Arava, and they crossed over the Jordan River, marching all morning, and arrived at Mahanaim. Joab returned after chasing Abner. When he had gathered all the people together, 19 of David's soldiers were missing besides Asahel. But the soldiers of David had killed 360 from Benjamin and Abner's men. They took Asahel and buried him in his father's tomb that was in Bethlehem. Then Joab and his men marched all night and reached Hebron at daybreak.